Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of mega doses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadow sweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Herbalist Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here. And our talk is all about empowerment
Thank you for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. Ooh, Magical Engineer Frank, are you ready? I believe he is, and I am too. We got a great show. First part of the show, we're going to be talking about the world gone mad. Yeah, we're going to kind of touch on that a little bit. People are wanting some, you know, confirmation, because they're sometimes not getting it where they should. And we have a quack report, but before we get to all that good stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees, I'm seeking the Lord's face, I'm minding the time, and it grows short. And today's devotional is Psalms 91. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth will be your shield and buckler. Yeah, so pray always, continuously, because you know what? The fear of the Lord is what saves man. It saves him from the second death. So if you haven't hit the knees, got the Bible out, seek the Lord's face, I encourage you to do so because time runs short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report, the CDC is reporting salmonella outbreak and tainted ground beef, 16 cases in 4 states. It's Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, and Massachusetts, according to the CDC's report. 14 to 16 cases were investigated. 6 cases needed hospitalization. 9 out of the 14 said they consumed ground beef that they purchased at different ShopRite stores in 4 states. So I remember ShopRite. My grandparents used to shop there when they lived in Jersey. Moving along in the quack report, leprosy cases surging, according to CDC. This is in Central Florida. Central Florida is about 81% of reported cases in the state and almost one-fifth of the reported cases nationwide. And according to the CDC, since 2000, reports demonstrate a gradual increase in incidence of leprosy in the U.S. So the number of cases, they said, has more than doubled in the southeastern states over the last 10 years. Let's see, moving along with Cracker. Scientists want to manufacture a woman's eggs from 2 males and remove the female from the whole procreation scenario. Biotech experiments, they're manufacturing a woman's egg from stem cells of 2 males. This is university facility and medical sciences that are doing this. They have taken the skin from male mice as a trial and prepared it with artificial, chemicals and had it develop into an ovary oocyst ready for fertilization by another male mouse. So what they're doing is they're trying to take this homosexual merger to create fertilized eggs and then place it in a surrogate female mouse for gestation. So the mother is replaced with a concept of reproduction that utilizes a genetic merger of male stem cells to generate a massive number of eggs. And then you can select from the eggs to get your desired genetic traits in offspring. That's what's coming for a human trial. Research is soon carried out in humans through the vitro IVG process. This experiment procedure programs adult male sperm cells to become usable eggs, or stem cells, excuse me, to become usable eggs and produce a more stable egg supply. So they're doing it in females, although they don't know if it's going to work in humans, but they're working on it. Last but not least in the quack report, artificial intelligence CEO, OpenAI CEO, says iris scanning crypto plan for every human being. He says it's time. This is Sam Altman. He's the CEO of OpenAI. He has this new project. He wants all internet users to use to verify their identity. It's iris scanning, artificial intelligence driven cryptocurrency known as WorldCoin. According to the team there, the World ID will be a global digital passport that users can store on their phone. So you don't have to, give anybody your phone number, see. But you know what? There's already fake WorldCoin circulating. Kind of did a pull the wool over your eyes kind of thing. On May 8th, WorldCoin Project supposedly released a gas-free crypto wallet for verified humans, allowing users to take advantage of gas-free transfers, meaning no added fees. This lure took in many users to the platform and also asked them to provide information like phone numbers to set up an account along with the iris scan. So the claim is that the project does not store any such data provided by users. Mm-hmm. What it supposedly does is generate a zero-knowledge proof that can verify whether or not a user is human, all while keeping secret your data used to create your proof. Also, the fake WorldCoin token has been emerging. Also, and another wool over your eyes, according to blockchain security firm PeckShield. So the fake WorldCoin perpetrators stole a bunch of money from unsuspected buyers who thought that they were purchasing the real WorldCoin tokens. Former Twitter CEO and Bitcoin supporter Jack Dorsey tweeted the project in opposition of this. He said, stating that at no time should a corporation or state own any part of the global financial system. Well, there you have it. And what'd you say, Frank? Oh, gee, can we just put it in our right hand or our forehead? Getting biblical on me, huh, Frank? Yeah, the mark. Well, that's the mark of the beast. But you have to have a beast before you have the mark, so the beast isn't here yet. So he's a-coming, though. And that wraps the Quack Report. Oh, thanks, Frank. Okay, so we're going to talk about, we've got a few minutes here, we're going to talk about the world going mad. What is the social reality, right? Well, according to some new research, 50% of the population on Earth suffers from a mental health issue. Are we at all surprised by this? Well, you have to admit, the dichotomy on what is normal or should be normal is a minority these days. There has to be fallout from the foundational challenges society is now experiencing. So the tried and true standards we've all counted on, they're being replaced by their opposites. So people struggle to make sense of this, but it really doesn't make sense. Birth certificates with no gender, educational systems encouraging students to identify as animals, and morals are now theories? Some people are kind of taking exception to the established realities, and now they are interpreting their own practice and beliefs to project the new reality onto others. Here's a quote from New York Post, April 28th, 2022. They said, "The world has gone mad over Twitter because it's frying the brains of society. The social media app has users rethinking their gender." End of quote. So is this madness anything new? Well, no. The world has experienced, for thousands of years, influential people that push the limits, attempting to make their own world their own utopia. And most of them were dictators. So the ultimate authority has weighed in on those who attempt to undermine the moral foundations that were established at the foundation of the world and usher in confusion to the world. This is Isaiah 5, verse 20. "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, and put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." See the confusion there? And that's what we have. We have a lot of people just totally don't know what reality is. Now, in July 2023, University of Queensland, that's in Brisbane, Australia, and also Harvard Medical School, looked at some data on 150,000 adults in 29 countries from 2001 to 2022. It was a very formal study, and they found a high mental health disorder rate. So an astonishing 50% of the subjects had at least one mental health disorder by the time they reached 75 years of age. So the scientists conducted face-to-face interviews on a whole 150,000 people in the study, and here are some of the results. The most common was mood disorders like depression, anxiety, and panic attacks. That was the most common. Also, disorders were different among men and women. So what they found in the female group, the three most common disorders were depression, phobia-specific, you know, sort of like whatever their phobias was, it produced a lot of anxiety and an inhibited daily function. Okay. Also, post-traumatic stress disorders. That was in the female group. The men, their three most common disorders were alcohol abuse, depression, and specific phobias as well. So men and women, we did a show on this, Frank, if you recall. Men and women process stress differently and in different areas of the brain. Okay. And this is why women react differently to stress than men do. And women tend to feel stress for longer periods of time than men because of the area of the brain they're dealing with. It's usually in their sensitivity area, their nurturing area of the brain, whereas men, they deal with stress in the logical area of the brain, and they get over stuff and go on. Women, you know, don't typically have that ability to just let it go. They don't really do that much. They mull it over for longer periods of time before they may move on. Now, commonality, though, that they found in the research is that the mental health disorders tend to first begin in childhood, so adolescence and even young adulthood. So the average peak age for the first onset of a disorder is between 15 to 19 for men and 15 to 20 for women. And many books, lots of research reports, are citing typically a traumatic event is kind of the ignition for mental health manifestations. So this could be anything like abuse, neglect, or even a radical change in the family nucleus. So these are the things that can, you know, I guess a death of a sibling or a death of a parent can be an ignition switch for some. Or a parent that ignores you. That could be an example. And then, you know, we got technology now. Technology's in the mix. Researchers in the field of mental health are also citing technology. They're saying they're using it to help people with problems by analyzing their text messages. So according to scientists at the University of Alberta, Canada, they have developed a model to identify people with post-traumatic stress disorder with 80% accuracy just by analyzing what they're texting. So artificial intelligence is also advancing in the area of prediction models and soon will identify those the program matches as a risk for mental health disorder. So that'll be a surprise for a lot of people, Frank. You know, one day they're just flagged, you know. So, you know, what is missing here? Humans have noticed that with the convenience of tech is the security uncertainty and loss of privacy. This alone can cause anxiety in people. So add to it the other factors that are impacting millions, like technology changes, significant social change, and also the theories in social change, what may be coming to change society, like climate change or new pandemic guidelines. These are all big question marks floating around in the air. People don't know what to expect, and it concerns a lot of people. Now, in August 2021, the Journal of Technological Forecasting and Social Change stated this: we are living in a period of rapid and unprecedented change when perhaps the truth is that others have lived in more interesting and eventful times. So what they were trying to say is, you know, nothing new under the sun. And that's true. Therefore, civilizations before us have gone through similar changes of which, well, should be teaching tools for all people. An example is Noah's flood. When the earth was full of violence, That's what happened. So when history is analyzed, it's the element of violence that brings down society. Violence comes in many forms. It really does. Also, pride comes before a fall. People, you know, the arrogant don't think it's going to happen. Well, you know, you ever hear the millennial generation, Frank? They always say the struggle is real. You ever hear them say that? Well, people in general are stressed out, and they don't know who to trust, as the deception is dominant in our society right now. For the most part, people are waiting for the other shoe to drop, and that in itself can produce traumatic stress disorder. So a good place to settle yourself is reading God's Word. He's in control of things, and it may seem like everything's falling apart, but in reality, things are falling into place for the Lord's return. So you want to stay close to the Lord and pray continuously as we're instructed. I've also found valerian root, one of God's herbs, medicinal herbs. They're here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. Helps with panic attacks and anxiety issues without the side effect risk of the prescriptions. So they also have a nutritional mix, very beneficial with natural vitamin B, helps you cope with stress better. That's called Body Foundation Food Mix. So valerian root and body food are there at Apothecary Herbs. You can give them a call. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., it's 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972. And, of course, the website, thepowerherbs.com. Get their free catalog. Their product catalog will be mailed to you for a hard copy, and you also can download one if you want. And you'll have some tools there to help you cope with this very stressful world we have right now. And if you've tried valerian root before and you didn't find it very helpful, try it in a liquid. I like the liquids. They go right into the system quickly, like in 60 seconds, whereas capsules and tablets can take a couple hours to get into the system for you to notice results. I also like the liquids because you can adjust dose easily because everybody has a different metabolic tolerance to things. And the liquids tend to have a longer shelf life than the capsules and tablets. So if you've tried valerian root for panic attacks and anxiety and you didn't get anywhere with capsules or tablets, then try the liquid. Now, I will mention this. If you get it in a liquid or even in any form, valerian root should not be used in conjunction with alcohol because it will magnify the alcohol. So, and alcohol in itself will bring on anxiety. It promotes anxiety in people. People don't really notice it because they'll have some alcohol and they feel more relaxed. But it is a nervous system stimulant. And you'll have trouble sleeping. You may go to sleep, but you'll wake up. And then you'll have trouble going back to sleep. So it's a nervous system stimulant. And, you know, that's why, you know, you don't want to mix it with anything that helps with anxiety, depression, or panic attacks. So keep that in mind. And be safe out there. If you are on the powerherbs.com website, I do encourage you to sign up for the free online newsletters. They have two, and you just go to thepowerherbs.com, and you click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up there for free. Now, the newsletters are distributed by email only, so they're not in a hard copy, so you have to have email to receive it, and they have two. So the first one during the week goes out on Tuesdays, which is the American Survival newsletter, and also on Friday, their Health Quest newsletter goes out. So you can get two newsletters each week, lots of healthy information in there regarding natural therapies and things. The American Survival will have a contribution article from the folks at Discount Gold and Silver, which analyzes markets. So if you're watching the market and financial interests, then that would be a nice one to get as well. But they're both free, and you can sign up and opt in or opt out anytime you want at thepowerherbs.com. Now, for those of you who have been asking for more depth of information, I guess, on natural therapies, you may want to look at the Power Herbs book also on that page, the books and newsletters page. Now, this is an ebook, So it's a download. It's not a hard copy. And you can choose from three different formats. There's PDF, Kindle, and iPad. And the book is about 400 pages, and it's $14.99. And inside you will also have a nice little herb symptom reference guide, so you can look up a symptom and see what your herb options would be, which is kind of neat. It's good for the, you know, healthy library on the shelf kind of thing at your house or your office. You can just pull it out and look for things that way. It also shows you the importance of cleansing and removing toxins and how to do that successfully and safely. And also, if you're really wanting to roll up your sleeves and dive in, how to make tinctures is in there. You want to make your own herbal tinctures. So thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and you want to look for the Power Herbs book. And it's just $14.99 as a download. So do that, get empowered, get a free catalog, and learn how to use a lot of these herbal tools, and you'll be amazed on how empowering that is. You know, if you got cold and flu, sinusitis, digestive problems, you know, heart flutters, I don't know, things like rashes, like shingles, things like that. There's herbal options for those. You know, I often talk to people, Frank, and they'll say, I have this or I have that. And I say, they got herbs for that. Snake bites, right? Heart attack packs, where you're in a remote area, things that you might want to rely on. And God says they're here for our service. So we should educate ourselves, tap into them, and trust in the Word of God. So that's what it is, the Word of God. Herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations. If you want to look it up in Scripture, it's going to be chapter 1 of Genesis, verses 29 and 30, Psalms 104:14, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 7, Revelations chapter 22, verse 2 are just some of the highlights. So, and remember, bitter herbs are really potent. They have a lot of medicinal power, and that's why they're bitter. So if you got kids that say, hey, why are these herbs bitter? They taste yucky. Because they're so powerful. God just wanted you to have a little bit. Strawberries are sweet, and you can eat a lot of those. But this is power, so just a little bit. They tend to understand that. Well, I can see by the clock we're going to take a little break and come back with more empowering information. So don't go anywhere.
Into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Awesome. We needed a little pump there, a little benefit. Yes, God's grace and mercy, always great. So we got time here. We're going to talk about some options to pain relievers out there. Reduce pain naturally. People go, how do you do that? Well, no one likes pain. Dozens of people using over-the-counter products, and I understand that. They, manages your pain. And most of these products have very common ingredients. They may have aspirin in them, and statistically, aspirin kills 400% more people than influenza does. The H1N1 flu, for instance. And the American Journal of Medicine reported in 1998 that more than 100,000 people check into the hospital suffering from the side effects of aspirin use, especially the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory variety. Now, at least 16,000 of these individuals are going to die from taking the pain anti-inflammatory medicine, and most of these cases are for people suffering from arthritis. Now, based on these figures, we have fewer deaths worldwide from H1N1, swine flu, and other viruses, and overall, there's approximately 100,000 U.S. deaths each year due to prescribed medicines, which significantly could be greater, like 25 times greater than death by flu. Think about that. So overall, they're significantly greater risk of your taking your prescriptions. Therefore, your chances of surviving the flu are greater than taking aspirin or prescription drugs long-term to manage pain or other diseases. Now, apparently, in 1999, the New England Journal of Medicine confirmed the risk of individuals living in the United States if you have other health complications like asthma, autoimmune diseases or cancer, the risk of death by aspirin is going to be greater. Actually, aspirin contributes to the 15 most common deaths, causes of death, yet the toxic effects of aspirin remain kind of like a silent epidemic. So let's look at, we really pretty much have an aspirin culture. And in a limited capacity, we kind of were introduced to an aspirin in 1899 by the Bayer Company. But that drug really didn't really catch on until World War II. Many people don't realize that aspirin is included in more products than they know. So it doesn't have to come in a capsule or a pill. Aspirin ingredients are in caffeine products, chewing gum, and various elixirs prepared by pharmacies. So you're going to find aspirin in products like Dristan or Dristan, Midol, Pepto-Bismol, Sinoff, Sinus, it's a sinus med, ibuprofen products, and Alka-Seltzer. So you're going to find aspirin in gastrointestinal products, which kind of questionable since aspirin is responsible for a majority of the GI complications and deaths. It's really interesting. So how does aspirin work? Well, in reality, it really doesn't matter what aspirin product you're buying. It all works the same by blocking the production of a hormone-like chemical called prostaglandins. So the prostaglandins have several functions, such as aiding in blood circulation, blood clotting, body temperature, digestion, and breathing. So when the body produces high levels of prostaglandins, we experience more pain. Therefore, they block the pain with an aspirin product, and then it also stresses the body. Let's look at the side effects of your aspirin. So other than the most common side effects, which is upset stomach, nausea, bleeding ulcers, and severe indigestion, aspirin use can also cause dizziness, vomiting, ringing in the ears, and hearing loss. So the good news is that if you stop using aspirin, these symptoms usually will go away. Consistent long-term use of aspirin can damage the kidneys and cause sudden renal failure, kidney failure. So aspirin products will interfere with other prescribed medicines for conditions like gout, diabetes, and kidney disease. Also, you want to be aware that the vitamin C and alcohol will slow the elimination of aspirin drugs from your body. So the combination of aspirin with alcohol is more irritating to the digestive system than aspirin alone. And pregnant women should avoid aspirin as it prolongs labor, produces heavier bleeding, and is a risk of abnormal clotting to the mother and the baby. Now, of course, most people are aware to avoid, you know, giving children aspirin for flu or chickenpox to avoid the secondary disease of Reye syndrome. All right, so there are some market substitutes. To avoid some of the side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, acetaminophen. Acetaminophen reduces fever and pain but does not address inflammation. Ibuprofen works like aspirin by blocking fever and reduces swelling. And there is still a risk of overdose on these products, and long-term use can damage your kidneys. So those are kind of aspirin substitutes, but they still come with risk. So what are some of the natural alternatives? Well, there are a way to reduce pain and swelling, inflammation, and avoid the risk associated with a lot of these pain relievers that you see on the shelves. There are some herbs that contain some salicin to reduce pain and inflammation, but it works differently than aspirin. Originally, aspirin was made as a derivative from salicin from your plants. So when drug companies would take salicin from these plants to lower inflammation and pain, they're isolating it and they're stripping it of its alkaloids, amino acids, and other things for mineral uptake. So it will work differently, and that's what happens with aspirin. You get bleeding risk. It interferes with the immune system. It lowers fever. But when you have salicin in its whole food state, it doesn't offer those side effects. So the difference is your natural whole source of your salicin has those buffer alkaloids with it, allowing the body to use salicin properly without side effects, and the herbs containing natural salicin A couple of them are willow bark and meadow sweet. So now I get a question all the time. If I have an aspirin allergy, can I use the willow bark and meadow sweet? Maybe not. You may be still sensitive to the salicin. It's a question mark. Meadow sweet has a fine fragrance, was used prolifically during the Middle Ages. It was part of a bridal bouquet, even. It was also used for many of conditions people used aspirin for today. So this is why the pharmaceutical companies isolated salicin from meadow sweet and willow bark to make a drug. So the American colonists also used meadow sweet for diarrhea. And the tannins and the buffer alkaloids in it help the digestive system and avoids the problem of digestive upset. Also reduces inflammation in your intestines. So the opposite action you get with an aspirin product because it's different. Now, the European study on meadow sweet, it says it kills the bacteria responsible for infectious diarrhea. It also was very powerful analgesic, they said. It can relieve pain and inflammation, making it a superb herb for arthritis and gout. Meadow sweet is also very effective against E. coli bacteria and urinary tract infections. They did some animal studies, and it showed that the herb also was an anticoagulant or a blood-thinning property in it. Other studies showed that the salicin in the plant reduces blood sugar levels. However, you don't want to go beyond doses on this to avoid long-term use, reducing your risk of stomach upset. So in other words, you want to use things in moderation, and herbs aren't supposed to be, you know, drugs for life. You know, help you strengthen an area and get over the problem. And you may have to use a maintenance dose from time to time, but it's not supposed to be a daily thing. So the same caution applies to your herbs regarding children with flu or chickenpox to avoid Reye syndrome. Also, if you suffer from asthma, you may be sensitive to the salicin in your aspirin, and you may also be sensitive to it in the herbs. So pregnant women should avoid salicin as it can trigger uterine contractions and can also interfere with conception. So willow bark, a lovely plant, been used down through the centuries, been known as a pain reliever, and it was a silicon in the willow bark that was the first aspirin product. And many people really don't realize that the bark from the willow tree comes from also known as a weeping willow. It was Israel that called it weeping willow after being taken captive in the Babylonian era. Chinese physicians have been using willow bark as a pain reliever since 500 BC. And five centuries later, willow bark became a popular herb in Europe. In the 17th century, Reverend Edmund Stone, he's a British physician and minister, he promoted willow bark to treat malaria. And it took Europe about 2,000 years to discover that the Chinese herbalists knew what they knew about willow bark, and Native American Indians used willow bark for pain, chills, and also fever. Now, the German E Commission, which is kind of the equivalent to our FDA, they approved the use of willow bark for fever, headaches, rheumatoid arthritis, and pain. Willow bark, like your meadow sweet, also helps to lower blood sugar levels, and like meadow sweet, pregnant women should avoid it because the silicon, or the salicin rather, in the willow bark can trigger uterine contraction. So the salicin can also interfere with conception, as we mentioned, and the same caution applies with willow bark regarding children with flu, chickenpox, Reye syndrome. And if you suffer from asthma, you can be sensitive to willow bark, similar to aspirin. So sensitivities may arise, so beware of that. Now, what I like to do for flu, me personally, I have a little thing. I have a little thing, Frank. How to get over the flu in 1 or 2 days. Now, it will depend on your flu bug, apparently. Some flus are more virulent than others, but your common flu influenza that we're so familiar with, where I think people mess up is they take aspirin to lower their fever so they feel more comfortable during the flu because you got the aches, you got the pains. Oh, they're god-awful. I hate those. But I resist taking aspirin to feel better, because aspirin shuts the fever off, and the fever is an indicator that your antibodies are flowing. So if you're not having antibodies flow, you're sicker longer. So this is why it'll take you 5 to 7 days to get over the flu. So the fever issue, the reason people got used to using Tylenol for fever to shut it off was physicians didn't want people to have high fevers and have seizures. They call them febrile seizures. But febrile seizures tend to be quite rare. They typically happen with head trauma cases and vaccine use. So think about this. The creator gave you an immune system that has a fever mechanism, and scientists in the last 10 years have found out that your antibodies aren't flowing until you reach a 101 fever. So they're temperature specific, the antibodies, to help you get better. So when you shut the fever off, you're shutting the antibodies off. So medicine kind of tells people, you know, if you don't want a seizure, take aspirin. And, you know, parents get scared to death. You know, my kid's going to have a seizure, so they give them, you know, children's Tylenol or whatever. I remember the little pink baby aspirins growing up. Remember those, Frank? Right? My mom would give me one of those, and it tasted orangey, and I don't know, it was kind of powdery. Ugh. But if you just keep the fever wet, in other words, keep hydrating yourself, keep drinking fluids, that's how you can have the antibodies flowing for 24 to 48 hours, and it kills the virus, and you're good to go. So my little trick is, you know, herbal teas, water. Try not to drink chilled water. It shocks the digestive system, and it makes you nauseous. So just room temperature water, sips. Put a straw in the cup and take sips. And then for the chills and the aches, what I like to do is a couple times a day pop into a nice warm bath. And it just relaxes the body and the muscles, and it lifts that achy feeling. So you take a couple of baths during the day, and you sleep. Make sure you're getting lots of sleep. And do whatever you do, don't drink any caffeine. No Coke. No, you know, no Mountain Dew. None of that stuff. No coffee or tea with caffeine. Not even any green tea, because it's got caffeine in it. And caffeine dehydrates the system. So you're trying to hydrate the system to help the immune system out. So, you know, herbal teas are fine, you know, like your lemon, ginger teas. Those are good. But you definitely don't want the caffeine, so try to avoid those. And my other little trick is I'll make a very light chicken broth. Nothing heavy. Nothing heavy, okay? And then I'll let the soup cool a little bit, but while I was cooking it on a low simmer, I threw a big, big, heavy scoop, rounded, big scoop of minced garlic in my soup. Because, you know, whatever soup you buy, it's just not garlicky enough, and so I'm always dumping stuff in. And so then I let it cool a little bit, and then I'll put a few drops of my Echinacea Deluxe in the soup. It'll spice it up. It's got some cayenne in it, and it just lifts the metabolism. You feel peppy, okay? You just feel better, you know, and it's light, okay? And the thing about flu bugs, viral things, is you really don't feel like eating. You know, you know you should eat. You don't know what you want to eat, but it's the body's way of saying, whatever you put in, make it light, because we're using a lot of energy to fight this thing, and we don't need to spend energy digesting a lot of solid food. So that's why you don't really feel like eating, you know. Starve a fever, feed a cold, remember that? So, yes, you can have juice. You can have juices. Those are fine. What's Frank? The doctor says do this, and then you refuse, and your kids. I know, that's just it. The intimidation is real when you go to a pediatrician's office, big time. So, I look at the immune system as kind of like the self-cleaning oven. So, you know, when you got your self-cleaning oven, it's all yucky in there, and you lock the door, and it gets really, really hot in there, and it cooks all the crud off. And then when it cools off, you can wipe out all the ash, and your oven's all nice and clean. That's kind of like the fever. It's helping yourself clean this disease out of your system. And the higher the fever, by the way, statistically, scientifically proven, the more antibodies you got flowing. So 102 doesn't scare me. It's typical. That's a typical fever. So 101, though, 101 is when your antibodies start flowing. So if it's not 101, well, remember, hydrate. Okay, so we got a few minutes. We got a few minutes to spare. So we're going to talk about some foods out there, because foods, according to Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, he said food is your medicine. And it is. And science is just figuring out. You have so much power with the foods you eat, it influences your DNA in 6 days. 6 days. You change your diet to something, I don't know. You know, you get off the sugar, or you get off gluten, whatever it is. In 6 days, your DNA's changed when you do that. Scientifically proven. So you have a lot of power with the foods you eat. And just imagine, if the medicinal herbs are packed full of nutrition, that's why they're bitter, they have lots of power. Just imagine what you can accomplish with medicinal herbs. So we're going to talk about some of the best and worst foods. What foods made the worst foods list? Well, foods that are made by giant food processors, you know, they're more interested in profit than your health. They're the worst foods. Okay, so salted foods, foods that are coated with a lot of processed salt, contains no mineral nutrition in it whatsoever. That's the processed salt. It's nothing, just sodium chloride. Harsh, very bad. There are also a lot of salty foods out there, fish, nuts, seeds, soups, a whole shelf of crackers. And the salty and sweet foods are always going to be on this list, by the way, you know, the snack nuts and things like that. Now, of course, the constipating foods are also on the list, foods that will slow down the elimination channel of the body, foods that would slow your toxin removal down to a crawl, and therefore a majority of the toxins get reabsorbed in your system, not eliminated, and you're feeling worse. So the foods that constipate are going to be your starchy beans, coffee, although people say it helps move me in the morning, cheese, and chocolate. By the way, bananas and cooked carrots are on the list too. So foods that add to our body fat index should be really limited, and or maybe even avoided. That would be your sugar foods, bacon, barley soup, pork, buckwheat, and other fatty meats. Wheat is going to be high in gluten, and the body converts it to sugar, damages your intestinal flora. And Americans have a kind of a food pyramid diet, which contains 29% refined wheat food, lots of wheat products. Long-term use of excessive refined grains produces absorption problems, calcium deficiency, and then you've got osteoporosis and all kinds of things. All right, foods on the best list to keep the elimination channels open, free-flowing, and help your health out. Beets, apples, radishes, flaxseed all have some natural laxative-like properties to them. So we need foods that help us keep our system clean, and this include also foods that help keep balance of cholesterol, prevent cardiovascular diseases. So things that have lecithin in them, omega-3 fatty oils like fatty fishes, oil, olive oils, if you're using to cook olive oil. Chlorophyll, also very helpful with cardiovascular cholesterol issues. Berries are excellent sources of natural iron and keep the blood from getting clogged up with impurities, and are also a laxative. Your liver also has a life balancing act to do, and the body needs natural iron to do that. And you can't beat the chlorophyll in greens to produce that rich iron to help strengthen your liver. So your system tends to kind of run hot. Try, you know, some cucumbers. And they are also high in your sodium to help you keep cool, especially in the hot winter, summer months. And you'll also literally be as cool as a cucumber if you have some of those. And you want to keep your brain function up. So eat more baked or broiled fish, has more phosphorus in it. Eggs are also on the best food list, in moderation, of course. So eggs provide food for your brain, your nervous system, and your glands. Now, dates will help keep your body warm in the winter. So if you want a snack food, I'm a big fan of those date bars out there. Lara bars, you've seen them in the stores, like those. But eggs provide food for the brain, and also garlic. Hey, Frank, garlic's on the list. Natural antiseptic, contains high amounts of sulfur, helps kill microorganisms you shouldn't have, and makes your brain more active, and is a food for the reproductive system. And if you want to assist the body to regenerate and heal itself before new tissues get replaced, then purge out those old toxins out of the system and you'll regenerate faster. So those toxins can be a stumbling block for the regeneration process. So you got some tools in your foods and then your medicinal herbs. Oh my goodness, look how powerful you are. You may never see a white coat again. Hopefully, right? Knock on wood, thepowerherbs.com. Take the power back. That's what it's about. Be empowered out there. Give them a call at 866-229-3663, Apothecary Herbs. Ask for their free catalog. One will be mailed to you, hard copy, in the regular mail. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, and, of course, the web address, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. You know, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. When you take the power back and you are proactive, you can sidestep a lot of internal medicine issues. And a lot of internal medicine issues lately are nutrient depletion. There's not enough nutrition in the foods because of how they're growing stuff. So go organic. Gotta go organic and stick to that. Grow your own stuff too. Make your own foods. Don't do the prepackaged. You know, it's just scary out there eating out. I don't even know where this food's coming from. So thepowerherbs.com, and be well out there. Don't forget, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.